Yes, Jane, our final batch of stories starts with some good news. Ahead of Norwich City's away match on Saturday, evening news readers were asked what they'd like to see from the game. One answered wistfully, "A goal would be nice." She must have been over the moon afterwards, as Norwich City, with a new manager, David Wagner, scored 4. We'll read you the report by Paddy Devitt on their 4-0 win over Preston North End. Anyone going to see Norwich playing at home in the near future is going to find more construction delays as work starts at Riverside. However, if you were expecting to at last see work start on the derelict Pine Bank site, you'll have to wait longer, as current residents see the latest plans as all pain and no gain. Jane will read about the impact David Wagner seems to have had on Norwich City.
David Wagner does not believe in half measures. This will be some ride for Norwich City fans. Angus Gunn out, Tim Krul in. Kieran Dowell remodelled as the complete midfielder. Timo Pukki will re-energised. Max Ahrens and Dimi Janulis released from their footballing purgatory. And Kenny McLean, well, where do you start? Quite the body of work for a head coach, with only a handful of training sessions and a torrent of enthusiasm, positivity and optimism. One championship outing against a Preston side stuck in neutral at Deepdale recently is an insufficient sample. But this was some statement. As much as Wagner had asked for a page to be turned and the past consigned to history, it is still devilishly hard not to benchmark what unfolded in such thrilling fashion in Lancashire against what it replaced. There is little mileage left in dissections of Dean Smith's tenure. Sporting director Stuart Webber candidly admitted he is still striving for the answers why it failed to spark at Wagner's unveiling, in a quest which may prove elusive. But these are the same group of players, now melded into a cohesive, aggressive unit. You do not need to sit and interview individuals when it is abundantly obvious on the pitch what Wagner has brought already. The German has found a willing and receptive audience for his methods. Whether this is a honeymoon period or a tangible sense of something sustainable will be evident in due course.
Concerns about Norwich being known as a construction site have been raised again ahead of more roadworks starting close to the city centre. 5 weeks of work is due to start on January the 15th to replace traffic lights at the junctions of Koblenz Avenue with Albion Way, Station Approach and the Riverside multi-storey car park, led by Norfolk County Council. The upgrade is costing £150,000 and will see three-way temporary traffic lights put up, which will be manually controlled during busy times to help traffic flow. During work at Station Approach, right turns into and out of the car park will be closed, but left turns will remain open. The junction into the neighbouring Riverside Retail Park will be unaffected. However, the work comes after several months of roadworks in Riverside Road last year and a series of closures around the city with congestion expected. Callum Kerr, who has been a store assistant at Rosary Road convenience store for 6 years, said, "You feel the city centre is a construction site. The roadworks are never-ending. It's a nightmare. You can't get into the city. I don't think people drive into the city centre because of it. The roadworks have a negative impact on businesses. The city is suffering."
a community is once again rising up against plans for hundreds of homes to be built on a derelict site near Norwich, fearing it will bring all the pain and none of the gain. Development firm Occubis wants to build 555 homes on four sites in Thorpe St Andrew, at Pinebanks, Langley North, Langley South and Griffin Lane. Following public opposition, the plans have been revised several times over the years, with a previous scheme including 725 houses. But locals and councillors are worried they are now losing out on a new sports hall that was previously promised.
And that brings us to the... Sorry. I thought you wanted to stop.